Am I the asshole for cheating on my wife because she lied to me about not being a virgin, but also the guy that she slept with is my enemy? Hi, everyone. This is Carmen
and Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we talk shit about the novelas of our childhood. And we are on episode
74 of Teresa.
Okay, I was hoping you'd remember because I didn't put the episode number on my notes.
Yeah. Also, disclaimer, if you hear whining, it's
my Carmen's dog.
Yes, he's very needy. And I got him used to sitting on me, like when I'm sitting on my computer. So now he wants to sit on me every time. I don't know how to stop him. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's you may hear my child at some point because he's hanging out in here in his tablet. But yeah, episode 74 of Teresa. I must say this was a very fun episode.
It was.
Do you have a summary for us?
I do have a summary. Yeah. So in this episode, and I was trying to find a better way to say this, but I couldn't figure it out. So I just wrote it the way I did. It says, or I wrote, the profe breaks his marriage vows. Like, isn't there a better way to say that? Like,
the profe steps out of his marriage.
He steps out on Teresa.
yeah. Profe steps out on Teresa.
El doctor Ledesma professes his love to Esperanza.
Yep.
And the profe confronts Teresa. And he also gets his ass handed to him by Fernando.
Oh, I love that. And I was shocked to find myself on Team Fernando.
Anytime. I think it happened like two episodes ago when they were talking about the will, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was also on Team Fernando. And I'm like, please don't make me agree with Fernando of all people. But it's happening again and again. I don't know. I guess he's just a better guy than Profe.
But he has his faults too.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into this. So we start out the episode the way the last one ended.
Per use.
Yeah.
We start off with the profe at Paloma's house. He is distraught over Teresa lying to him about having sex with Mariano. And Paloma's trying to calm him down. And the profe's just downing his drinks.
Chugging them one after the other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is he this? Like, this is in the past. Why is he making such a big deal out of it?
So then we cut to Esperanza and Mayra. If we remember, Mayra's over there being a little bitch, basically. So, yeah, Mayra's confronting Esperanza, supposedly telling her, I hope you don't come back to Ruben, when Ruben is the one begging Esperanza, first of all.
And, I mean, just this is giving, like, I don't even...
It's giving dumb bitch is what it's giving.
Yeah, because, like, I just... No, I have no words over this dumb... She is so dumb. Like,
yeah,
this is just pathetic.
It really is. It's sad. Yeah. And so remember, Esperanza had told Mayra that she has another person in her life or whatever. And of course, she doesn't want to say it's her son. But then dumbass Johnny gets there.
Johnny's dropping some food off and she's like trying to get him to leave. Like, okay, yeah. Johnny. And he's like, oh, but you better eat because you're eating for two now, essentially, is what he says.
And Mayra's like, what? Are you pregnant? So then we leave that scene.
But why don't we just finish? This was like in the first 2 minutes. The drama was like,
this was a drama filled episode.
Yeah.
Okay, we go back to the profe and Paloma. He asks Paloma what else she knows about Teresa and Mariano's relationship. And Paloma's like, well, I told you everything that I know, that I saw them kissing on the tree. And she's like, oh, now do you believe me that Teresa is with you por interesada? And he's like, she lied to me saying that el hijo de Genoveva was her first. And
why does it matter?
Yeah, well, basically that's what Paloma says, because she's like, eso es lo de menos. Basically, like, that's the least of your worries, man.
Yeah.
The main thing is that she lied to you and cheated on you with Mariano.
However, I think even when she saw them kissing, her and Profe weren't together.
No, they weren't.
So, I mean, yes, she did cheat on Profe. But as far as Paloma and Profe both know,
as far as they're concerned,
as far as it concerns them, this is before their relationship.
Yeah.
Us as the viewers, we know. Mm-hmm. We know what really has happened, you know, but they don't know. So as far as they know, this is still before they were together.
Yeah.
So no, she still has not cheated on him, like, from their perspective.
Right.
So even when Paloma is saying, like, she lied to you and she cheated on you, like, no, she didn't.
Yeah. So we go back to Mayra and Esperanza, and she takes a book from her cheating husband's. No, she takes a page from her cheating husband's book and begins
and
to assault
yes.
Esperanza. She's like yelling at her. She's like, who's the dad? Who's the dad? I'm going to take you right now to Ruben, blah, blah, blah. And during the assault, El Dr. Ledesma arrives and he's like, let her go right now, you bitch.
He didn't say that, but he did say let her go right now.
Yeah, I'm adding it for fun.
Yeah, for funsies.
I just wish there was more cussing in novelas, but I know it's primetime TV, you know?
Yeah, everything else is fair game, but not bad words.
Making out,
shooting
near nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. But cussing? No, never.
No, no, no.
So we go back to Paloma and the profe. Paloma tells the profe to stop drinking so they can talk about, you know, everything with a clear mind. And then he gets a call from Teresa, and of course he doesn't answer because he's like, I can't, you know, talk to her right now.
I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah. And then we see Juana and Teresa after this, and Juana is asking Teresa what's wrong because she's acting like way too nervous for
she knows something else. Yeah, something else is going on.
Because Teresa is pretending that the whole fight they had, or the reason that the profe left, was because of a work issue. Of course.
Because that's what he told her. But I think Teresa, at this point, Teresa knows.
She knows something is up. Yeah.
I think she suspects that he did really overhear her and Aurora.
Yeah, she probably does. And Juana is not believing Teresa, or doesn't believe Teresa, that this is a work situation. Teresa tries to explain, like, I'm just worried, blah, blah. And Juana's like, I'm not buying your bullshit. And then she basically lays it all out, like, this is why I think you're not telling the truth. And she even brings up, like, the honeymoon. Like,
she brings the receipts.
Yes. Juana has the receipts. So after this, we go back to the vecindad with Juana. I mean, not Juana. What's her name? Esperanza.
And el Dr. Ledesma. Mayra and Dr. Ledesma.
Yeah. And I realized that Dr. Ledesma's, I didn't know his real name.
Was Hernan?
Yes. I didn't know this for the longest time. Okay, so Dr. Ledesma is like, what the F are you doing here? And he basically pretends to be the baby daddy, the father of Esperanza's baby, so that Mayra can shut the fuck up.
You're not going to come in here and disrespect my wife and my baby.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just really a stand-up guy. I think he's probably...
He's amazing.
So last episode, we talked about who the best dad
was.
Yeah. Or was that 2 episodes ago? I don't remember.
No, that would have been 2 episodes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about Mariano's dad being the best dad. And then I remembered afterward that I think his name is Ramon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
And I think that the best guy in the novela is El Dr. Ledesma.
He has
done one thing that is shady at all.
Not a single thing wrong. He knows he has feelings for Esperanza, and he's giving her time. He's not
being manipulative.
No, he hears her out.
And he treated her as a friend first. Like, yes. He didn't become mm-hmm. her friend with the intentions of anything happening, right?
Yeah.
He knows what Esperanza's deal was with Ruben, that she was like the Sancha. And he not forgives her. He doesn't have to forgive her. That's not the right thing.
He has no judgment on it whatsoever.
He accepts her for who she is and her mistakes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think he's he's really literally, I think, because all the other men, you know, Mariano is hot. Yes. Sexy.
But
I love him.
His problems.
But he has issues. Yeah.
So many issues. Yeah.
El profe ni se diga.
No.
He's okay attractive wise. If you like. Yeah. That kind of, you know, long blonde hair look. It's not my favorite.
Same.
Definitely has his issues.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando.
I don't think he's good looking at all.
No, I don't think he's good looking either. No. I'm just saying, like, about his issues.
Yeah. Paolo, may he rest in peace in the novela.
Yeah, serious issues. Yeah. He tried to rape Teresa.
Uh-huh. Yep. And yeah. Yeah.
We could go on and on. All of them. I mean,
yeah, let's not. Let's just continue with the episode.
Okay, so we go back to the profe and Paloma. He's crying, asking why Teresa didn't tell him the truth. In what world would she feel
comfortable yeah. enough to do that? He's look at how he's reacting. And exactly. He's like, exactly. She could have told me, like, no.
And he's because like, I would have understood. Him. No, you wouldn't.
No, we have all seen him explode at her for other things. Like, it's not in her best interest in what she's doing to say anything. But yeah. aside from that, for her own safety.
Yeah. So now the profe understands that Mariano wasn't crazy or. Well, he says crazy. That's not a term we like to use to describe people, right?
I think he, yeah, exactly. I think he understands that Mariano was
trying to break up the wedding for a reason.
Yeah, he had an actual legit reason because he really thought. And he doesn't even know half. He doesn't even know that it's right? going to leave with him. Like,
So yeah, he's just crying, yelling about that. And he's like, why him? He's the one I hate the most.
And then shut the fuck up.
And then he breaks the glass against the wall. Like, come on.
This is all so exaggerated. I'm just like, stop. This is unnecessary.
It really is. And then he keeps yelling and just pours himself another drink. After this, we are back.
En la vecindad, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Mayra is questioning El Doctor Ledesma. She's like, you're the father? And then he's like, yes. Do you see what happens when you make assumptions?
Yeah. When one assumes, like an ass.
You make an ass out of you and me. Like that quote I fucking hate. I don't know why. I think it's so stupid. You know why? Because I feel like I picture like a Karen boomer quote. Saying that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It comes from the same people who live, love, and laugh, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And Mayra's face the whole time. It's like, Mayra, you dumb bitch.
Seriously, like, you're, first of all, so dumb for being there.
This is so embarrassing for her, and she doesn't even care. So it's like, because, I mean, I'm sure the listeners should know by now, but Mayra, she's accepted Ruben, right? And so, but Ruben is the one who did all of this to her.
Yeah.
And then she's over here like that Jenny Rivera song. Oh, you're so la reina. Like, shut up. You look so dumb right now.
Yeah. Like, it's not because a good look.
No, it's not. Like, and she had things. She was doing good. You know, she was running her business. She could have moved on.
Yeah.
She should have moved on.
She should have.
Instead over here, like, celebrating the garbage man that she has that she's supposedly won. Like, no, this isn't a prize. This is literal garbage.
Yeah. So he's just like, you know, see what happens when you assume shit. And he just goes on. I think this is when she says, oh, yeah. She's like, aren't you worried about what she's done in the past? And then he just goes on to defend Esperanza.
It's a non-issue. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, it doesn't matter.
He's like, Esperanza is the most wonderful woman I've ever met. She's this and this. Like, just compliments her.
Nothing but love.
Yeah, yeah. And Mayra's just annoying. And
this is when he asks her to leave? Oh, Mayra.
No, no. Like she really shows her ass. Like,
oh, yeah.
It really, the thing she says really makes sense about why she's there. You know, like she's like just a desperate woman who.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. So let me just explain myself or what she says. It'll make sense.
Yes.
So she tells Esperanza that she's lucky that El Doctor Ledesma will have her, basically, because she's like, you're pregnant
she's lucky
from another.
Any man would look at her.
Basically, yeah. And El Doctor Ledesma's like, no, I'm lucky to have her. But it just goes to show that Mayra will, you know.
I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously because Milo's ear is blocking your face.
You should take a picture of this.
I will.
Okay, so let me get back to this shit. Mayra is just one of those desperate women that will have a man no matter what he does to her because she just thinks that it's a prize to have any man. And it's like, no, bitch, it's better to be alone than to be, you know, disrespected, cheated on, lied to.
Yep.
So That's basically that. He asks Mayra to leave and she does. We are then back to the profe and Paloma. Paloma attends to the profe's self-caused injuries. She comforts him. He keeps crying. He says that he still loves Teresa. And of course, she takes this opportunity to tell the profe that she still loves him.
Yeah, another dumb bitch.
Seriously, yeah. And it's worse because later in the episode, she basically tells the profe that she would be with him even if it was like this. Like, if, even if he still stayed with Teresa and she could just have him whenever. And there's a song.
Yeah, there is. There's a song for everything. I mean, there's, but yeah, there is most definitely a song. And I know which song you're talking about.
By Ana Gabriel, when she says... And people now suspect that the song's about a woman, her relationship, her alleged, because I don't think it's ever been confirmed, right? And we shouldn't be spreading things that aren't true. Yeah. But her alleged relationship with Veronica Castro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And then the song she sings about basically being the other woman and that, you know, he gets to go, the other woman, or the actual, she's the other woman.
I just want to say it's a beautiful song.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that she gets to have him every night, basically. The other one, and she just has to take him whenever she can. That's basically what Paloma is saying right now or later. Yeah. So yeah, they basically go on to kiss, and I'm like, why are you even kissing this drunk ass guy? Like,
yeah,
this is not okay.
He can't consent.
Yeah, though. That's where my
that's what you were gonna say
head was at. Yeah, I'm like, you're kind of taking advantage of him because you have these strong ass feelings for him that he doesn't have for you, and it's a moment where he's vulnerable emotionally and drunk. Wrong on all levels. So then we pan to Teresa in a dark room by herself. She's wondering why she can't enjoy everything she has because it's what she's wanted. And she tells herself that she decided to marry the profe so she can't lose him. And then we go back to Paloma and the profe making out, undressing each other. And I'm like, seriously, Paloma? He was literally just crying his eyes out for Teresa. Like, this is disturbing, but whatever.
Yeah. All of it was just, I was like, oh, honey, no.
Let's see. After this, Mayra gets home. She is like staring down Ruben and he's like, what the F? And then we leave them. And we are now in Cuernavaca. Juana, Teresa, and what is Aurora's dad's name again?
Hector.
Okay. So yeah, Juana, Teresa, and Hector are sitting outside. They're basically talking about getting out of there like that day. And then Aida comes outside. She's like, too bad you couldn't come dancing with us. Me and Mariano danced all night. It's funny. Aida is making fun of Teresa basically because she's like, your husband left you.
Yeah.
So then we see Mariano and Aurora talking, and he's telling her that she's right about what she said last night, that the world doesn't revolve around Teresa. And Aurora's still mad. She's like, drop it, man. I don't want to talk about this.
Oh my God. I loved this for Aurora because you know what? She's fed up. She's fed up. Yeah, Mariano's like, I think they've had a similar argument in the past.
And well, the night before.
No. Even before then. Because he says, I don't want to lose your friendship before over Teresa. And he's like, well, you need to wake the fuck up. You need to get it together.
Yeah, just like stop talking about Teresa completely, which is basically what Aurora says. And she tells him again that he's going to... because Mariano's like, why are you mad? Not even Aida is this mad. And
there has to be something else going on, which there is, but she doesn't tell him.
Yeah. And Aurora's like, you're going to miss out on basically life if you keep thinking about Teresa. And she calls him an idiot.
Eres un idiota.
Yeah. And yeah, she walks away crying and Hector finds her. And she's like, basically, she tells her dad that she still likes Mariano. Mm-hmm. I feel like I said his name weird. Mariano.
Mariano. Yeah, I think you said Marano again. No,
no, I did not say that again. That was a one-time thing.
I know. And do we cut from them or is this just where she's basically telling Hector, like, I don't know if I'll ever love Martin.
Yeah, she tells him that and then Teresa interrupts them.
Yes.
And tells them that her and Juan are leaving. And then we have an annoying Humberto scene that we don't care about.
At all.
Fuck Humberto. So then after this, we see Mayra talking to Genoveva, and she tells Genoveva that she went to the vecindad to talk to Esperanza, and she tells her that she found out Esperanza is pregnant, but that it's another man's, basically.
I think Genoveva is suspicious.
I think she is.
Yeah, I don't think she buys it.
No. Okay, that's not right. It's I wrote down that Esperanza's talking to Ruben. She's probably talking to someone
else. Mayra.
No, I wrote Esperanza.
Esperanza? Is it Esperanza and Dr. Ledesma?
It has to be.
Because we do go to them after, and this is where
No. It's the Humberto and annoying scene that I skipped, because he goes to Humberto the house. Oh, Humberto
with Esperanza.
Yeah, and she tells him. The only reason I wrote it down is because she tells him that it's probably too late, like, for her to fall in love again and blah, blah, blah. And then she's encouraging him to try again with Juana. I'm like, drop it.
It's because he's not a good man. But he sucks.
I'm like, why are we encouraging Juana to be with this trash person? Yeah. Like, not cool. Juana and Hector get home, and Humberto, of course, is being fucking annoying. So after this, Teresa gets home. She asks Luisa where the profe is, and then learns that the prophet didn't sleep at the house last night, and is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was never there. And so then they're frantically, like, trying to figure out where he was, worried about him that he, like, I don't know, died.
Meanwhile, the prophet is over there waking up, cuddling with Paloma, and then she thanks him. Why do people do that?
So much. I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know.
I guess you got to be grateful for what you get.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's fucking weird. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
It's not right. I don't know.
It's weird.
It is. So yeah, she thanks him, and the prophet has immediate regret.
This part was so funny to me, because she's like all so happy and thankful,
and he's like, oh,
fuck, what have I done? And you know, she's just dumb. You can see how she's just like begging for garbage.
Yeah. And so she asks or tries to convince the prophet to leave Teresa, and the prophet's like, no te hagas ilusiones, don't get your hopes up.
Yep.
And then she says that she won't say anything about what they did, because she doesn't want to hurt him.
She will never do that to him. And you know what? She's going to be there. If this is all their relationship is ever going to be, that's okay with her. And he's like, this is never going to happen again. And she's like, but if we want it to, like, it won't. I'm here.
But if it does, it won't.
But.
And the prophet's like, I shouldn't have came here at all. And she's like, I love you. But you did.
Yeah. This was a mistake. I love you so much. I should not have done this, but I love you. Like, shut up, Paloma.
It's embarrassing. Don't be begging like that for scraps. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We go back to Teresa and Luisa frantically trying to figure out where the profe is. I think something's going to happen to Johnny because...
Okay, because we randomly get a Fito and what's her name?
Doña Gemma.
Doña Gemma scene, where Doña Gemma is basically, and you know, maybe our listeners don't remember, Fito is the drug dealer who basically
we haven't seen him in a while.
Dealt drugs to Paolo, and then Paolo died.
Well, Paolo died from the drugs Paolo he got from died. Fito.
Yes. Doña Gemma is the lady that Teresa's dad, Armando, owed a bunch of money to, because she's like a what? Loan shark?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now she's in business with Fito.
And they have
tricked Johnny. Johnny thinks he's delivering sandwiches for Doña Gemma, but in these packages there are drugs.
He's delivering drugs, sandwiches, without his knowledge.
And then the scene, Doña Gemma is like telling Fito, hey, maybe we should like tell him, and Fito doesn't want to, not yet. And they were like, okay. But yeah, so this felt random. And so, yeah, I think it's signaling that something is going to happen to Johnny.
Yeah. And after this, we have a pointless Johnny and Humberto scene. Basically, Johnny is saying that he hasn't been able to find anywhere else to live. And Humberto's like, why don't just become the portero for the vecindad like his mom was? And then they also talk about Gris, the poor woman that Humberto's just playing.
Yeah.
And then... we have another pointless Gris and Patty scene. where they're reading Gris's journal, and this is going to come back to bite Gris in the butt. Like, don't trust a little rich spoiled girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So Teresa calls the despacho again to try to figure out if they have any calls about like the profe or whatever. And then he gets home. We see Aida and Mariano.
Dude, now I'm tripping because I feel like I'm going to say Marano.
Sorry, no, no.
You said it right.
I know I did, but in my head, it sounded like Marano.
It's my fault. I'm so sorry.
Yes, it is your fault for making fun of me.
Yeah.
So Aida and Mariano talk about having a good time in Cuernavaca. And he apologizes for worrying about Teresa. But Aida is like being chill about it because she's like, hey, we talked about what this is. This is like just a good time.
She's like, hey, we're just having fun. We're not like, we're just trying to get over our past together. We're not going to get married. We're not. This is not like, we know what this is. This isn't anything serious. Like, we're just spending time together because we can't have the people we really want. And so we're moving past that together. And I mean, she has her problems, but I respect her for this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They cuddle. Aurora stares in jealousy.
Yes.
Yeah. After this, the profe tells Teresa that he drank. Teresa tells the profe that she doesn't believe him because I don't remember if he already tried to explain where he was at.
No, not really. Not very well.
Yeah. He's trying to explain like where he was at and that it was a work thing. And I think that he was supposedly drinking with like work people. And she's like, I don't believe you. And he's like,
They're yelling at each other.
Oh, you don't believe me? Oh, you want to talk about hiding things?
Yeah.
And as he's like, yelling and getting louder, Fernando walks in. He tries to, what is that word?
De-escalate. First he's standing there. First he's just standing there over listening.
Oh, and that's
when
he
sees that prof is about to get super mad, then he steps in and he's like, whoa, you drink that much with the work colleagues that I had you meet with? Like, wow, I can't believe you got that out of hand with them. And Teresa is still not buying it.
So, so Fernando tries to cover for the profe and then he apologizes to Teresa. And then she's like, you don't have to apologize. He's the one. But basically ask him to leave so that she can talk to the profe alone. After this, we go to Aurora and she tells Martin that she feels bad because she doesn't think she's treating him the way he deserves. Like, you know, she doesn't like him, basically. Doesn't have romantic feelings for him.
Yeah. But Martin is like the same, like, hey, I went to
you might. He's understanding. He's empathetic.
Yeah. 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 So I don't like him just because I want her and Mariano to now I feel like I said it weird.
No, you said it normal.
I want her and Mariano together. And that's really one of the only reasons because Martin has been mostly fine as a person, you know?
I think so too.
But yeah, he's like, you know, I if one day I feel like things are never going to change, I will step aside. I'm not going to fight it. Like, and that's
respectable. Jinx.
Yeah.
We said at the same time. It sounded at the same time to me.
There was a delay.
No. Okay, so then we go back to Teresa and the profe arguing. She tells him that she does not believe his BS. He's like, oh yeah, you want to talk about lies? And they basically argue the way that marriage therapists don't recommend to argue.
Yeah.
But that's all they're arguing. They've always been like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, then when she sees that he's starting to bring up legitimate issues about her lies, she manipulates the whole thing by saying that she was worried about him.
Yeah. Which is a good move.
Yeah, honestly, it is. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. They like half hug and he's like, all right, I'm going to go shower. And leaves.
But during this whole time, she thinks to herself, I'm going to figure out what actually happened. I know that she does. I just don't remember how. Or if he ends up telling her or what. I don't remember.
And their next argument, because I think she has suspected this whole time that he did overhear her and Aurora. Yeah. And so then when they're arguing, she brings up like, you know, because I thought you were going to die and I realized how much I really love you. And that's why I need to tell you that.
Right. She does end up telling him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we get there, it's coming up.
Yeah, that's after.
Because remember, this is a novella and we go back and forth between everybody all the time.
Yeah.
So
we're everywhere all at once.
I still haven't watched that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I just don't remember what streaming thing it's on.
I don't think it's on anywhere yet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, Luisa and Fernando are talking. She questions also, like, Fernando's story about his work friends and drinking with the profe. And he's like, I wouldn't lie to you. And then Teresa ends up walking in on them kissing. And Teresa says that she finds out that the profe cheated on her.
She would leave him. Yeah.
Which actually would work out for her, because then she could probably, you know, get like the money that way and stuff. And then she doesn't have to be with him, which is what she wants. You know, she wants to be with Mariano at the end of the day. But it's just funny because she's cheated on him hella times already.
But nobody knows
except her.
Yeah. And Mariano.
Yeah. So then we have a pointless Johnny and Patty scene, and she gives him a copy, or she gives him
papers of kisses. Like of her lips.
No, she gives him paper. Lisa's journal.
Sorry. No. In that same basket, there is a sheet of things.
Oh my God. Are you serious? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, he grabs that first and he's like, oh, thank you so much. The other sheet you gave me was ripping up and stuff, which is just so weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to say, like we always say when we have their scenes, that if Johnny was with someone his own age,
he wouldn't have to deal with this shit.
He wouldn't have to be kissing a piece of paper instead of a woman, right?
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah. But yeah, he also gives him a copy of the journal. Or she gives him the journal so he can copy it.
So I just thought it was so shitty of Patty to take Grisa's journal like that to use against her. Like,
because this is something private she shared with her, and she didn't mean to share it with the world, I think. Although at first I thought it was a book. I thought she was writing a book.
No, it's like her journal, because they're like, we can use this against her.
Mm-hmm.
So the profe, well, after this, we go to the profe and Fernando, and the profe thanks Fernando for covering for him. And Fernando is like, come out with it
what
already.
What really happened?
Yeah, yeah. What happened? And the profe tries to lie him, and he's like, oh, I can't lie to you. He can lie to Teresa, his wife, his partner, but not his best friend, not his bestie. No.
Not his bestie, no.
So he ends up saying that he was with Paloma. And then Fernando right away blows up.
Yeah, he's like, what the shit? Like, and every little thing Profe adds, Fernando's reaction just gets bigger.
Yeah.
He's like, because I was with Paloma. Excuse. What? I was drinking. What? I slept with her. What the fuck, dude? Like, are you serious? And so he's like, I'm sorry. That, like, he's just, like, yelling at him. He's like, okay, tell me what, like, your side of things. Because Profe's like, you're not even letting me explain myself. First of all, it's dumb from no matter what point of view you look at this from. The situation, Profe was wrong. But then Profe's like, okay. Or Fernando's like, yeah, tell me what else, like, why did this happen? And so then Profe's like, oh, well, Teresa lied to me. And then Fernando's like, this doesn't matter. And then she's like, well, they were really together. And he's like, oh, so she cheated on you with Mariano. And then Profe's like, no, this
was
before.
He's like, well, no, this was before. And then Fernando's like, but then who the fuck cares? What the fuck?
Yeah. And then he's like, this isn't the antiquated 1920s from when we were younger. Like,
these are. And we do cut to Juana and Dr. Ledesma for a little bit. And then we go back to the scene. I'm so sorry. Esperanza telling Juana about
Doctor. Okay.
And then he gets there. So it does end up being Juana and Doctor Ledesma. Juana, just not right away. Yeah.
Well, Esperanza and Doctor Ledesma.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Yes.
Yeah. And they're going to finish their conversation from earlier.
Yeah. Where he basically professes love to her. So, then we go back to Fernando and the profe. And this is when he says all the things that you're saying. And he's, like, really mad. And the profe's like, that's when he's like, chill, I haven't even told you my side, which is not really even a side of anything. Like,
no, he just looks dumber.
And so then, this is when he's like, come on, you can't expect shit to be, like, the past. Like, of course she, you know, had sex before you.
Let me tell you, if this was a Reddit Am I the Asshole post, it would be so fucking funny. Like, he would just get flamed. Like, am I the asshole for
getting mad at my wife?
What would be the headline?
Am I the asshole
because I cheated on her?
I forgot about that part. Am I the asshole for cheating on my wife because she lied to me about not being a virgin But also the guy that she slept with is my enemy.
We should make "Am I the Asshole" post for the,
see what it
for
says.
These situations. Oh my god. Yes, you are the asshole, profe.
You truly are. And the profe tries to be like, it's not that, it's that it was with him. And then Fernando's like, bullshit, man. He's like, what Teresa did was in the past. You actually cheated on her.
Yes.
So yeah, he's like, you actually cheated on Teresa. And now I'm just like, if only they knew what Teresa was up to. But they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't. So yeah, the profe says that he feels betrayed by Teresa because she lied to him.
But he actually betrayed her.
Yeah. So then we see Teresa and the profe talking again. And this is where they talk about what you said, mentioned earlier.
Yes.
That she was worried about him and she realized that, you know, she actually, from all the worrying that she did, how much she loves him and then how awful it would feel to doubt whether someone loves you. And because of that, she needs to tell him the truth. And so she tells him that she did sleep with Mariano. And the prof is like, I knew it.
And this is where it ends. But he says, I knew it in a way more mean and loud manner.
Yeah, in an angry, scary way, honestly.
Violent
manner.
Because he's like
scary
yes.
when he's yeah. mad.
Yeah.
And she actually, it ends with her having a scared face. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, well, that is the end of the episode.
And I completely forgot I wanted to do a, remember for a while we did the Chisme con Cafecito segments?
I think we should do those just as bonus episodes on the side.
Oh, we could. Yeah, that was the episode.
Yes, we reached the end of the episode. Did we already say that? I can't remember.
I was like in the middle of saying it when you said that we could do the Chisme con Cafecito segments as bonus episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we should bring this back. Those are fun.
They are fun. Do you have anything else to add before we say goodbye?
Yeah, so as far as telenovela episodes, this was a classic episode. We had loud, intense arguments.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we had loud, intense arguments. We had crying. We had cheating, two separate fights. Because we had Mayra manhandling Esperanza. Mm-hmm. And then we also had Profe and Teresa fighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cheating, like you mentioned.
I would say that someone confessing or professing their love to someone else is also a novela thing. And we have that with Dr. Yes. Ledesma and Esperanza.
Yes, we did. Yeah. So, yeah. Top notch episode. Super fun. I enjoyed watching this one a lot.
Me too.
But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Next episode will be, episode 75. We watch all of these on VIX. I don't know if we've said that, but you just have to put up with all the ads.
Yeah, we've talked about it before when they were called, not VIX, but the other name.
I forgot what it was already.
Me too. Oh, Prende TV.
Prende TV, yeah, so VIX. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. where we watch all. They have, like, all the novelas. I'm surprised they even have a free version and they haven't just gone fully paid.
Right?
I hope they don't.
Yeah. They better not, because I'm not about to pay for another streaming service.
No,
I guess
no.
I will just for this.
Yeah, so send us off, Carmen.
All right. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.
Bye.